Welcome to The Sober Gay, a podcast about being sober in the LGBT community and beyond. I'm your host, Dylan Gay, and yes, that is my last name. Hello, Aubrey.
Hey there, Dylan.
Tell me lies.
Oh, tell you lies.
Tell me sweet little lies.
Ooh, I could not think of the song. I knew what you were trying to do too. Ah, okay.
Really?
Yes. I knew I was getting there.
Ah. Oh my goodness. First of all, I just want, did you see the thing about Tropicana?
I did not see it, but I'm very intrigued about this.
I didn't get the whole story, but apparently Tropicana put out an ad promoting alcohol and the sober community jumped on them. As they should, mm-hmm. and was and they just put out a statement basically saying, sorry.
Sorry, we are not promoting alcohol.
I mean, they should have just lied.
No, yeah. Just
So I guess with this topic, I'll go ahead and start.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a problem when I was a drinker with lying. Mm-hmm. I was constantly fabricating the truth. I was mm-hmm. constantly, you know, just embellishing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to the point where it was just embarrassing. I look back now and I'm like, oh my God, I said what to this person, what to that? And I want to go back almost and just make it right and tell these people sorry mm-hmm. that I lied. But
it's always trying to remember like who you lied to, though.
I know.
Yeah.
What do you even remember any of your lies that you told that were bad?
Oh, yeah. I did some pretty interesting lies, especially when it came to being drunk and at work. Or being late for work because I was drunk. Being elaborate in those lies, I guess I can't really specifically remember what I said at this time, but I know I went to some bad places, like death to some of my family members, things like that, to try to make it okay.
Yeah, I was pretty bad there. I was getting to a point where I was lying to make myself seem more interesting while I was drinking. I have some celebrity friends. I've said mm-hmm. it before.
Oh yeah.
But it would get to a point where I would use that as a way for someone to like me, and I would start embellishing. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, yes, I do know these people. Yes, I am friends with these people. But I would, when I was drunk, I would definitely make it seem like, you know, I had just finished texting them that morning. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah.
It was like, I would make it seem way like we were way closer at that time, or you know what I mean? It was just little things here and there that would make no sense. Literally lies that weren't protecting anyone. They weren't any lies that were, you know,
yeah,
helping anything. It was literally for no fucking reason. Just a lie.
And it really was just something that I feel like in the time maybe was just like, I need to make people like me. And yeah, maybe that was just like, be your drunk thought process, like, oh yeah, this will make them like I know this person, but I can make this story better.
Right. It gave me a complex because everyone always say, like, you know, a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts or something like that. And I was like, well,
I kinda like that.
I mean, it makes no sense to me because I was like, I'm not a pathological liar when I'm sober. Only when I was drunk would I be making up these elaborate stories
mm-hmm.
and a lot, you know, these things happening that weren't really happening. It's why, you know,
why am I doing this to myself? Why am I? And you see yourself becoming that person that you're lying about too.
Yes. That's scary too. It's just, you know, you keep lying and you start thinking everyone else is lying, and then mm-hmm. you start not trusting anything anyone else is saying because you're always lying. So
mm-hmm.
if you're always lying, how are you going to trust anyone else?
Mm-hmm. How do you even know what you're saying is true? Like, I got to that point where, like, and I feel like maybe a lot of alcoholics feel this way. And addicts is just like, you lose that sense of self of like
yeah.
who you are, like in all of those lies, because you are caught up with like, okay, what did I say to Dylan over here, and what did I say to my friend Alex over here, and you know, yada yada yada. And it's trying to keep up with those lies when you're drunk.
Yeah, we get so comfortable because it starts off like you said with that little lie, I'm gonna be late for work, and really you're not. You're just hungover and mm-hmm. you know, you could have been on time. It starts with those little lies. They start growing into the bigger lies, and then it just turns into I can lie just because I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's like it's so easy. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not? Because who's going to question you?
Yeah, suddenly I'm telling this group of people that I just met about how I spent my last summer in Rome. No, I didn't. What? I'm just drunk trying to impress strangers. Like, why? Mm-hmm. I think it had a lot to do with loneliness, too. You just want people to like
it's
you.
It's connection in a way. It makes you almost feel connected to that. To that person, it kind of gives maybe there was a hinge or something like on that, because I know that's where I went when I like embellish some of my like travel stories or like stories of people I knew it was like I wanted to like find that connection.
Yeah, because yeah, you want someone to look up to you or to think you're cool or mm-hmm. something like that. And I remember I told this girl one time it was her birthday, and I was like, it's my birthday too. And we like had the whole night like drinking together, and we were like, yay, we're Sagittariuses or whatever. I'm not a Sagittarius, like I'm a Pisces. But like we just had this whole, and then like we ended up like being friends over Snapchat or something, and she messaged me the next day and was like, oh, had such a fun night with your birthday twin. I had to literally message her and be like, just so you know, I was wasted when I met you, and it's not even my birthday. Like, needless to say, I never heard from that girl again.
Tell me you got at least some free shots that night from her.
I'm sure we were buying each other drinks for our birthday.
I love that. I don't think I ever made it that. I don't think I could lie about my birthday. I was one of those like.
That's what I'm saying. I was literally like, I turned into a pathological liar for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like just to get like a rise out of people, just to make friends.
Mm-hmm. And well, and you know, I think for me, I found myself lying to be alone. Is that weird?
Oh no, I get that. Like, what do you mean?
I didn't want, like, I would find ways to just not want to or be with anyone. Like, I would find ways and lie to people about what I'm doing when all I'm really doing is sitting there and what am I doing? Drinking rum.
Yeah, I was classic for that. You know that, because there was plenty of times that you would invite me out with friends and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go home and do this. No, I had to go home and drink is what mm-hmm. I had to do. Like, that's what I was really going to do. Like, I think about all the things I missed out on because I lied and said I had other plans when really I just wanted to go drink a bottle of wine to my face, you know?
And that was like, that was, I feel like that's really what grew my lying, was that like first like being alone and then like not wanting people there. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now they know, like, I can be a little bit more hidden about this drunk shit.
Yeah. The lies just start spreading out of nowhere. And one thing in sobriety now is I'm learning I have to clean up those lies and basically, you know, regain back people's trust, you know, friends. I have to basically go back and rewrite my wrongs pretty much.
And it's so, and going back earlier, it's so hard to try to remember like who we wronged, and like, and it almost comes to this point like where you're like, do I just apologize to everyone now?
Yeah.
Like, right. 'Cause I'm sure at some point I lied to them. I'm almost 100% sure.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, this is our moment, Aubrey. Ready? To everyone we've lied to in the past.
Oh, yes. To everyone we lied to in the past.
I'm sorry.
I am sorry. Really?
Okay, so perfect. So now anytime we have a problem in the future, we just refer people to this episode.
If you go to SoberGay episode 19.
I think this is 20.
Oh, my God. No, stop it.
I don't even know.
Ah!
I know. We're getting old.
We are getting old. I'm loving it.
I know. So anyway, back to lying.
Yes.
You look horrible.
Thank you. I feel horrible.
No, I'm lying.
Oh, no. Thank you. It's been a long day. I've been up since 5 a.m. So thank you.
Oh, well, like I said, you look horrible, but I'm lying.
And you look beautiful.
How dare you?
But I'm telling the truth.
Okay, right. Well.
All right. So since getting sober for you, how have you handled those thoughts of wanting to lie still? Like, if you get those, because I know I did when I first got sober. I like had that urge to lie still, even though like I knew I really didn't want to.
Yeah. It's like I know, it's funny because now I find myself when I'm in social situations where I'm meeting someone where in the past I would have made up a story or something to try to impress them when I was drinking with them. now it's like those times where I can, it's almost retraining myself because mm-hmm. When you have a thought like that, you have to tell your brain to rewire it and do something else. So mm-hmm. now it's like, oh, this is my opportunity to tell a truth about myself or to tell something that I'm passionate about, that I really care about, something that truly represents me, and go in that direction instead of trying to make up something that's going to impress someone to try and like me.
Yeah.
I think of all these things about myself that I already like and that I already love, and I can use those to start the conversation.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's really what's going to gravitate people towards you. I mean, really, it's those truths. And I feel kind of that same way where I feel like when the lie came, my like first reaction when I knew I wanted to lie was just kind of like pushing out a truth at that point. I was just kind of like trying to say something truthful.
Yeah.
To combat it.
I like that.
Yeah. It was like I knew I wanted to lie. So I was like, all right, let's just tell the truth right now and get it over with and try to like feel it out that way. Cause I feel like I've done that a lot with my family where they do trust me a lot more now, where I do like straightforward telling them like how I'm feeling that day, what's going on in my mind. And they're like, you can see the difference in how they treat me.
Yeah. There's so many situations in life that can be avoided by just telling the truth.
Yeah.
Like,
and it feels so good to tell the truth.
It really does. And I used to hate waking up the next day and someone would say, tell me more about your aunt visiting Costa Rica. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what? And they're like, you told me that story about your aunt was in Costa Rica when I told you how I lived there for a year. And I'm like, I did? Like, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Mm-hmm. Now it's like the next day if someone said, tell me more about, you know, this trip you went that time you were in, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, that I can tell you all about that. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you word for word what happened. And I remember everything I said. I don't have to wake up hungover feeling like, oh, my God, I have to remember what I told so-and-so last night so I can mm-hmm. keep up with that. What a stressful thing to keep up with. That's just an added stressful situation already.
That doesn't need to be there. Yeah. And it was like that extra stress of keeping that lie, like, and trying to hold it. Like, for me, I find it so freeing to just be honest with my work now. Like, when I'm seriously like running late and then being like, oh, okay, like, that's great. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm telling the truth. And it's walking into work, like, sorry about that.
Yeah, I feel like I have nothing to hide anymore. Like, I have no reasons to hide. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no reasons to lie about anything.
Because mm-hmm.
that's where it all stems from. You know, a lie is covering something up.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what about the alcohol really made us want to lie, though. Like, that's just like that deep need.
Yeah, I think it starts with the shame of lying, that guilt that we mm-hmm. feel. Like, so you have to, like I said, it started with the lying for little things. I'm late for this. I'm sorry I was late for that. I was drunk. You know, that's the truth. You can't say that. But it starts with those little lies there, and you get so comfortable. It turns into bigger lies, and then it just escalates into no reason lying.
Yeah.
I don't miss that. I don't miss having to keep up with lies.
I don't miss it. I just love having genuine relationships.
Yes.
That's really what it is. It's like coming down to it. Like, everyone truly knows who I am right now. Like,
right.
If you've met me in the past 2 years, that's who I really am. And I feel like that is the genuine Aubrey that I want people to see and that I can have like relationships with people with.
I love that. As sober people, we get to choose the people that are around us mm-hmm. with such a clear mind. That's probably why we lie so much, because when you're drinking with people, you just want to feel that connection and you'll find it any way you can just yeah. to have that moment, yeah, you know,
that's what it is, that a moment.
Yeah, when you're sober, we have the opportunity to choose who we want to be around, and if we don't want to be around someone, we can just leave the conversation now. Mm-hmm. We don't have to make up a story to keep them interested in us. Mm-hmm. We can just simply say, I don't care about their interest in me. I don't care if they're interested in me. Like,
let's move on, because there's other people in this world that I can talk to.
Yeah.
And get to know.
Yeah, I can find someone else that has my similar interest, and I don't have to make up something so they like me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. It's made dating so much easier, too.
I'm on the brink. I just know it.
You are on the brink. I know it, too. You.
It's coming. So today is a special day, though. I did want to talk about that a little bit.
I know. It really is a special day, and I'm so excited.
You can say it.
No. You get to say it.
I'm 1 year sober today.
Woo! Woo!
Yes, I am 1 year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, here I am a year into it. I know I was, like, the last couple episodes, I've been a little rough. My mind has been in kind of a dark area. I feel better.
Is it like almost like a sigh of relief today? Like, I made it. I'm here today, and it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. Is that weird to say? No. I felt that way.
Yeah, no, it was a cool feeling waking up this morning, and I was like, wow, today's the day I made it to a year. Like, I remember, like, my first AA meeting I went to, I was like, you know, thinking about making it to a year, mm-hmm. and how out of touch that seemed, or how, like, that didn't seem close, or like I couldn't do that, or just I kept telling myself, maybe I'll try this sober thing out for a little bit, because mm-hmm. a year seems a little crazy, but like now that seems like it was literally like 2 weeks ago if I think about it, you know. Yeah. What I mean, like, even though it's been the longest pandemic of a year, that still seems like it was just not that long ago. So
yeah,
in retrospect, it's amazing. It makes me just see that, you know, 2 years is attainable, you know. That's
it is
the next, you know.
And I think that's the best part of, like, I feel like that was the greatest part about hitting the year for me, is it was that, like, okay, 1 year is here. 2 years is definitely doable.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right. And then taking it year by year is just like a great way to do it. But it's like, I can do this. Like, just making it to year two, waking up to year two and being like, all right, let's make it to year three.
Yeah. Just knowing that I got year one out of the way, I feel like, especially in this pandemic, I feel like I can do anything now. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, I feel very confident in my sobriety.
I saw a very nice meme today where it was like, just be proud of yourself if you made it to December of 2020, because this has been a rough year, and anyone who is still here December, you know, be proud of yourself.
Yeah, honestly, we made it this mm-hmm. far, and that's nothing we have to lie about.
No, it is not. No more lies.
No more lies. Ugh. Stay honest, girl.
Yes, it is freedom all day, every day for the rest of my life.
Oh, I love that. That's a good way to put it.
Yes.
All right. Well, I thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes.
And
if people want to find us, our Instagram or anything, where can they find us?
They can find us at thesobergay.com. And Dylan, tell them what we can do now.
Yeah. If you guys want to join the conversation and talk about an episode or anything, you can now go to our website and click on the Discord link, and you can talk about the episodes. There's going to be tabs on there you can find for mocktails, support, things like that. So, you know, that doesn't work without you guys. So if you'd like to talk amongst yourselves, go join.
Yes, right, please. On, yeah. Engage. I would love to hear from you. Yes. All you don't know how great it is to just like get feedback from you all, and like also just like to know where you all are at in your sobriety. Like, please just like, you know, let us know.
Yes, I love that. Until next time,
stay sober, girl.
Ugh.